American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. Fox News reports Republican Pennsylvania Senate candidate Dave McCormick was declared victorious in his election against longtime Democrat Senator Bob Casey. Casey has served in the Senate since 2008 and ultimately became a stalwart within the Democrat Party. For example, he voted on legislation President Biden supported 98.5% of the time, according to 538 data. Fox also reports a majority in the House of Representatives appears within reach for Republicans who have already won control of the Senate and White House. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was irritated by Fox's Jackie Heinrich today at the White House press briefing after Jean-Pierre was reminded about the administration's message to the so-called fearful people that if Donald Trump won, Americans would have their rights stripped away and democracy would crumble.
Well, now you're just twisting everything around and that's really unfair. No, it is. No, Jackie, it's unfair because I've been standing here trying to be very respectful to what happened the last two nights ago.
Jean-Pierre also said again today that President Joe Biden believes he made the right decision to step aside from the 2024 race and immediately endorse Vice President Harris. We've heard a lot about the left and the legacy media's disbelief over Donald Trump's win on Tuesday night. Here's what part of CNN contributor Scott Jennings had to say. He brings the Republican perspective for the outlet.
I mean, we've been sitting around here for the last couple of weeks, and the story that was portrayed was not true. I mean, we were told Puerto Rico was going to change the election. Liz Cheney, Nikki Haley voters, women lying to their husbands. Before that, it was Tim Walz in the camo hats. Night after night after night, we were told all these things and gimmicks were going to somehow push Harris over the line. And we were just ignoring the fundamentals. People feeling like that they were barely able to tread water at best. We have to figure out how to understand, talk to, and listen to the half of the country that rose up tonight and said, we've had enough.
Talking about the election results, Steve Dace, program host at The Blaze, joined Jenna Ellis in the morning. He talked about TV ads that ran in Texas during Fox's NFL Game of the Week. He saw ads from the right and left.
Which tells me there's no persuadable voters here. They're speaking to two diametrically opposite Americas. I mean, this is what a general does when he shapes a battlefield so that his soldiers have the best opportunity, he hopes, strategically to win on the day of the battle. That's what both sides are doing. And there's only one side's going to better respond to that mess to their own messaging. They're not going to have some swing at the end. And so I thought that the margins might be close, but one side then would pretty much have an overall trend line where it's clear that the energy is with them and their vision for the future, and that would carry forth in most, if not all, the swing states. Well, that's what ended up happening.
An immigration reform activist says the Trump-Vance administration has a clear mandate to reverse the absolutely dangerous policies of the Biden-Harris administration on immigration. Here's AFN's Chad Groney.
Donald Trump has vowed that once he takes office, he will stop the open borders policies that have allowed millions of illegal aliens to invade this country. His decisive victory on Tuesday is seen as a mandate from the American people to carry out that promise. Ira Melman is media director for the Federation for American Immigration Reform.
The Trump-Vance administration has a clear mandate to reverse the absolutely dangerous policies of the Biden-Harris administration on immigration. They need to begin by securing the border, and that includes construction of the wall that President Biden stopped on his first day in office, enforcing our immigration laws in the interior of the country, going after sanctuary jurisdictions that entice illegal aliens to come to the United States. There's just a whole list of things that the president has the authority to do.
And Melman says the president will begin what he has promised to be the biggest deportation operation in the history of the United States.
Obviously, we want to get rid of the worst of the worst immediately. Certainly, that's going to be a tall order. You have to go out and find them. There needs to be pressure on local law enforcement in these sanctuary jurisdictions to cooperate, that when they arrest somebody and ICE says we want them, if you're not going to send them to prison for something, you should turn them over to ICE so they can be removed from the country.
See more at AFN.net.